pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire. You're handsome, but yet humble host, Ray I. Here with Matty G in the Bunker Midwest Outdoors Studios on a beautiful July Saturday morning. Wow, we got a full show this week. A couple guests we're going to have on the phone. Let me get them first before I introduce my in-studio guest. We're going to run down and grab Mr. Murray Anderson down at Anderson's Guns down in, it's actually Anderson Services in Mountain View, Missouri. We're going to talk a little bit about deer rifles and about one of the new laws going in effect here real soon. We're trying to get passed. And then we're going to talk to Tyler Schwartz. He's the new events manager with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. Nice young man. Can't wait to get him on. And I liked his email he sent me. He said, yeah, we'll talk about the Conservation Federation and the events, and we're going to talk some hunting and fishing. So he's ready to go. Cool stuff. In the studio with us, Matty G, we have a guy that we've had on the show quite a few times. It's a guy that, on his first turkey hunt, Moses parted the water so he could get to the gobbler on the other side. Older than dirt, the one and only. Little intro before we do that. Little intro for this guy. Here we go. Ready?
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun.
We actually should have played this for our cowgirl last week.
Yeah, you had a cowgirl.
Die to be it at the hamburger fry.
Well, we'll send this out to you, sweetheart.
Cows well done. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
I guess cows with guns, Billy Cooper's a little better than the one about singing with the sheep bleating, right?
That's a matter of opinion.
Barry White. Okay, matter of opinion, yeah. Ben from Ozarks, you almost got Barry White and his sheep this morning, buddy. But with Cowtown, we decided to do the cows with guns. But no kidding. We should have done that for our cowgirl last week. I slipped up on that one.
No kidding.
Mr. Bill Cooper, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Glad to be here, as
outside
always.
Again, you got a couple guys you brought with you, rode them all the way up here from the hills.
Yeah, well, actually, I picked them up on the highway along the way, but they looked like they had on some outdoor gear, so I thought they'd fit in.
Well, they might. You got all kinds of information on them. You said as a member of the Outside Again Adventure TV, it's a woodsman, a trapper, a turkey, and a deer hunter, and got a bear boo-boo with his bow.
Yeah, exactly. Mr.
What exactly
Greg
is,
Long.
What exactly is your name? It's Greg Long, and then I got a Facebook with another name on front of Greg Long.
That's my wife's name.
Oh, that was your wife?
Yeah, we just got a joint account.
Okay, how come she's not in here? She said she's going to see me on the show.
She slept in a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Greg Long, right? Staff member?
Yes, sir.
You actually admit you run with Cooper?
I'll admit it.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
We get a little time when we get in this segment of the show. We're going to talk a little bit about squirrel hunting, maybe a little bit about trapping, a little bit about everything. I think it's important.
I can talk about that.
You know, all you see today out there in the media and all the outdoor stuff is turkey and deer, mostly whitetail. Whitetail dominates. Very seldom do we ever see any more articles about squirrel hunting and things. Cooper will do stuff like that, but I mean, you don't see it like we used to.
I got my dog from a guy down in Alabama, and most of the squirrel hunting is pretty big down in like Kentucky and Tennessee,
yeah.
Alabama.
It used to be here. When I was a kid in the Ozarks, squirrel dogs was a big deal.
Yeah, he's a good dog.
You'll have to have him on sometime.
Well,
right?
we need to get your dog and get him on. I need to talk to him about you. See if he says the same thing about you.
I don't believe nothing he says.
And then we got this other feller over here who's eating a buttermilk biscuit with a Bambi venison sausage with a little bit of cream cheese and tame jalapeno with a little bit of Emo's cheese on top and an omelet. He's working on it. He was working on that one really slow, wasn't he, Billy? And I said, don't you like that? He goes, yeah, I'm saving it. So I gave him another one.
It's a life changer.
Damon Spurgeon, like the fish?
Yes. Well, with a P.
With a P.
With
okay.
a P.
Okay. And what do you do?
I fly fish.
He's a fly fishing guy, right?
You bet.
Well, it says so right here, outdoor fly fishing personality.
Absolutely. Hey, he's hit all the magazines
you've been
videoed last month. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a young guy, too.
A lot younger than us, I can tell you that for sure.
Well, it don't take much to be younger than us.
Yeah, when you're older than dirt. You're not far behind me, dude.
So we're going to talk. I'm going to change subject. So we're going to talk a little bit of fly fishing on the show then.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
mm-hmm.
be cool. And a little bit of squirrel dogging and squirrel hunting and maybe even a little bit of trapping. And what are you going to talk about, Cooper?
I don't know. I'm going to listen to these guys. Okay. And I'm just going to make sure they told the truth.
Well, they're hunters, fishermen, right? Trappers, right? Yeah.
Hey, they're
right.
Pretty,
good
they're
luck
pretty
with
good,
that.
Pretty good storytellers, I tell you. You'll hear some good stories.
Remember the old saying?
You may not
never
even believe
let
them.
The truth get in the way of a good story.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Wow. We got also with story time this week. We're going to go back down to the Ozarks and do a little fishing with Old Blue in the Deep Hole on story time. Yeah, I appreciate you all keep sending me that information in, asking about the story times. And you're causing me to repeat a lot of story times, but if you request them, we do play them. Right, Matty G?
There. I suppose.
Good morning. Did you eat your bite of your biscuit?
I yet? Have not. I've been too busy doing the behind-the-scenes production.
Behind-the-scenes.
You know, that lowly board op work.
Oh, there it is. There it is. All right. I asked for that. Well, before we go to break, we need to give a shout-out to Mr. Vogler-Vogler.
I suppose.
Our Chris Vogler is over at St. Mary's Hospital, and he was giving him quite a runaround. He was in there hooking him up and putting stuff on him and in him and around him, and he was talking a mile a minute. The head was popping around and kind of reminded me of the Exorcist movie. And I finally told him to pull his dadgum robe down. His junk was hanging out. And it was just not a pretty sight in there yesterday. But we're going to wish him the best anyway, because – and God bless you folks taking care of him. I feel your pain. So get well, buddy. We got to have you back.
Get well,
Vogler. Yep. Take a look at Facebook this morning, man. They're hammering you. It's pretty good. Unbelievable. I did take down that thing where I said I didn't want you to get the big head, and I said, well, wait a minute. He already has a big head. So I did take that down, so you should be good.
Tell him to get some of that Thomas coffee. It fixes everything.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
You're coming back to the show. I like you already. We got a big pot of that. We made some this morning here in the studio for the guys, and we're tearing it up with this biscuit and venison. People ask me, why do you shoot deer? And I just hand them that biscuit right there with that venison sausage on there. They don't ask no more questions about why you shoot deer. All right, boys and girls, we're going to take a break. Thanks for joining us at Campfire. We come back on the other side. We're going to run down to Mountain View, Missouri, Mr. Murray Anderson, and talk a little gunsmithing, baby. See you on the other side.